DW.
Well, in Germany, Erdogan actually managed to polarize Germany too in that respect. About this visit, there are people who are opposing the visit, especially the opposition parties. And some Germans that we have also interviewed on the street, they were supporting the visit because some of the Germans see Turkey as an important ally, and it is a visit to Turkey, not specifically Erdogan, for Erdogan personally, this, because he is the Turkish president. He's deserving this visit, some of the people say, who are for the visit.
I couldn't help seeing the headline yesterday on the Bild-Zeitung, that's Germany's most popular daily newspaper. It said Erdogan is dividing the Turks here. We're going to play a clip of some interviews out on the street. This is the kind of thing that you're going to hear on the street if you talk to Turks here in Germany.
I am happy. I would love to see him myself and kiss his hand. He has done a lot for Turkey. Of course, he is our president and we totally support him.
I feel it's really enough now. Turkey is getting too close to being a totalitarian state. I don't like that. It's scary what's happening there.
I will go to the opening of the new mosque in Cologne, dressed up in a suit, of course, and hopefully we will see him there and we can take some pictures with him.
His supporters get more and more radical. You can't even criticize him anymore. That's not allowed.
I'm against this guy. I don't like him. I hate him. I hope Turkey sees what kind of crap he's done and that we get back to the previous form of Turkish democracy.
How is it with your own circle of friends or families? Are there divisions there as well?
I can't really say there are divisions around my circle of friends or family because we are more or less sharing the same views. We are more or less from the same base. I would be critical of anyone who would jail journalists or rule a country without laws or put pressure on the justice system. I mean, personally, I don't have hard feelings about him. I would be as critical as anyone who would do these kind of things. So that's not how you rule a democracy. Mm-hmm. And then it's no longer a democracy when you rule a country like that. And people start to call it a dictatorship. And there is enough evidence when people say that.
You've written many critical articles, put your name to it. You've still got family in Turkey. You still travel to Turkey.
Yes, I do.
How scared are you of actually being stopped at the airport and being dropped in jail?
Every time I travel to Turkey, a lot of my friends here, they say, don't go. And they start to panic. And I mostly travel with my 3-year-old son. And I always tell my husband, if he's not traveling with me, that he should be ready to find a lawyer or something before I travel. We always make arrangements mentally. And then I get on the plane and then go there. And then when I go through the customs and arrive my family home, I'm feeling relieved. But then on the journey back, it's even more scary because then they can put you in jail and they can stop you of leaving the country. That sort of things happened to many people. I think my blood pressure rises every time I try to cross the customs.
That's your home.
Yes.
Can you call it that if it's scary to go there?
I don't know anymore. I don't know the answer of this question. In Istanbul, I was feeling so anxious when I was coming back from work. Every time before I got into the building, I was thinking, oh, are police waiting in front of my apartment? Are they going to take me in? And every day I was feeling that pressure. And then my husband was pressuring me to hide those banned books. And he was nagging me all the time. Oh, you should throw them away.
What are banned books?
Well, like the books of Öcalan or books of Fethullah Gülen, because, you know, I'm a journalist and I read a lot. I read all sort of books. And then he was like pressuring me to hide them or something. And then we were having all sort of nonsense discussions because we were so scared. And in here, I'm not scared. I wish Turkey was a bit more like Germany, so, you know, I could stay there and spend the rest of my life with my family.
Germans themselves here don't want to deal with Erdogan either.
Yeah.
You get a sense of that, don't you? That sort of his problems or the problems that he has created have been imported.
To a certain degree. Yeah, you've also got people, I mean, German politicians who have said they refuse to sit at the same table with him. They won't go to the state banquet. They don't want to be in the same room as a hostage taker, they've called him. What do you think is the right approach? Should you engage with someone like Erdogan, or is it better to ostracize him and ignore him?
Well, Germany and Turkey have been allies for a very long time, since before Erdogan, you know, since the Turkish Republic was founded, and even before that. But then, yeah, I'm thinking, will he ever go?
Because, I mean, if we just look at the figures now, the Turkish lira has lost more than 40% of its value against the US dollar since the start of the year. And we've got double-digit inflation in Turkey. The main interest rates are 24%. Those are all very bad indicators. Turkey's economy recently shown signs of a noticeable slowdown in the second half of the year. And all this together would probably already be enough to bring down any government.
But he does have a really nice palace. I mean, I wouldn't want to leave that palace.
But seriously, these figures, Gabe, you know, and he's immune. He seems immune to this.
You know, my focus has been the Turkish economy, and I've been a reporter for 20 years almost. And now I'm looking, it's the worst of the worst since he came to the power. And, you know, and that's never going to happen because...
Because we would talk to Turks even over the past few years. Yeah. About, you know, are you in support of Erdogan? The ones who are in support of him would say, yeah, I don't really like the human rights situation, but he's doing it for the economy. He's building up Turkey. He's making it strong again. Yeah, no, he's not. He's not.
Not anymore.
I mean, up until like 2010, more or less, it was good. You know, we had the European Union anchor. We had a growing Turkish economy, but he had a very good team. Ali Babacan, Mehmet Şimşek, and the economy was reviving, Turkey was growing, the numbers were great, and then everybody was supporting him. We were writing a lot of positive stories in the press about the Turkish economy and the democratization process and the reforms that were triggered by the European Union membership process. But then everything changed, especially after the Gezi movement and protests, anti-government protests. And then since then, it's going down. But I don't know where it's going to end.
Where's rock bottom?
I mean, are we going to find hit the bottom at some point and go up again? Where is the bottom? I have no idea. That really scares me.
Where is the bottom? Great question.
I think we'll leave it at an open question because that's something we won't be able to solve.
Thanks a lot for joining us, Seda.
Seda Bilen from the DW's Turkish Department. Thank you for taking the time.
Thank you.
This report was brought to you by DW.